Morning. This is Tom Dunlap with your Black Letter Podcast Monday Morning Minute. This week, we're going to talk about the National Association of Realtors and a big change in the world that could affect you if you're looking to buy or sell a home ever in your life. So the National Association of Realtors is the organization that governs the use of the trademark realtor, and most real estate agents are realtors. What happened this week is they agreed to settle a lawsuit or a series of lawsuits by paying out $418 million in damages over 4 years and to change their practice around something called the cooperative compensation model. So what's the background on this? What's the cooperative compensation model? Well, let's talk about that. And then how can it affect you? I'll hit that at the end. So right now, U.S. real estate agents operate under something called the cooperative compensation model. This means that when a real estate agent uses something called the MLS or multiple listing system, they have to include an offer to a buyer's agent to share their commission. Typically, these commissions are 6%. If you've ever bought or sold a home, you'll be familiar with this. So that means if I'm listing a home for $400,000 and I'm a realtor or real estate agent and I put it on MLS, a buyer's agent who brings a buyer to me can expect to get half of that commission. So on a $400,000 home, we're talking $24,000. What this meant is that every time you bought a home or a seller sold a home, the buyer was paying $24,000 extra, or in this for a $400,000 home, $424,000 instead of $400,000. The lawsuit that was last October decided by a federal jury in a Missouri federal court found that this practice was too much, that it was costing buyers and sellers an unreasonable amount of extra money and had a chilling effect on the market. And so the jury agreed with them and the NAR appealed, and this week the NAR settled. So that's, what does it mean for you guys? Well, the main takeaway for buyers and sellers is that since the NAR has agreed to change its model around this cooperative compensation, the standard real estate commission of 6% could disappear, and buyers and sellers could end up saving money in the transactions, and that could perhaps lend juice to the home market and start moving more homes, I guess. Anyway, that's the story for this week. That's what happened, and pretty big news, pretty exciting stuff. If you're more interested in more information about it, it's called the Sitzer-Burnett case, or at least that's how it's known. Or you could just type in National Association of Realtors Settlement, and you can read more online. Thanks for joining me this week on the Monday Morning Minute. We'll see you next week, and have a great week.